You're listening to The Plug with Neil Griffiths.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Plug Podcast with me, Neil Griffiths. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. As always, if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you are listening to this episode from. And be sure to check us out on Instagram, at The Plug with Neil Griffiths, or on TikTok, at theplug.podcast. I'm joined this week by another international artist. My guest this week is German duo Milky Chance. In one of the more globe-trotting episodes you're going to hear from me, both members of Milky Chance, Philip and Clemens, came on the show from North Carolina and Berlin, respectively, to chat about their upcoming fourth album, Living in the Haze, due out on June 9th. Philip and Clemens spoke about the making of this album, which is their first since leaving their major label to launch their own, Mugger League Records, and their upcoming North American tour, which is their biggest to date. Here's the full chat with Milky Chance on The Plug Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Plug Podcast and welcoming my guest for the very first time. This has to be the most global edition of The Plug Podcast I've had in my life. I'm joined by Milky Chance, Philip, who is in North Carolina right now, Clemens, who's in Berlin, and me, the Australian, who is in New York. Guys, welcome to the most eclectic fucking show I've ever heard.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us.
What's going on, guys? Again, Philip is on holiday at the moment. Do you guys need to have a quick debrief of any catch-ups that you might want to share before we start?
No. I mean, it's nice. I can just advise everyone, get out in nature and breathe. It's lovely.
Clemens, are you planning any nice woods trip soon?
I've just been on holidays. Short holiday for 5 days in Portugal. Also,
nice.
Well, not in the woods, but more at the beach. But also like nice cliffs and like, yeah, lots of nature.
Yeah,
just very few people. Yeah, more animals than human beings.
That's okay. The same, surely, in North Carolina, Phil.
Almost. No, yeah, totally. Where I am, for sure. Like, Smoky Mountains is the first time for me. It's beautiful. Still snow, though, up there, which is, like, I was trying to, like, get a little bit away from, like, the Berlin cold. But it is still nice. Like, there's sunshine, at least.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good you guys are getting some holiday time in because it's going to be a very big year for you. Of course, you are on the show to talk about the new album, Living in a Haze, which is out on June 9th. So first of all, congratulations to you both. Usually on this podcast, when we have particularly musicians or bands on, we're talking maybe the week of album release, maybe it's a few days after. We're still a few months away from this album. So I'm just going to assume that everyone is very chill in the Milky Chance camp right now.
Not sure if chill is the right. I mean, you know, there's lots to prepare. We just released the first single with a B-side, so we had to do videos and, you know, do content for that, and other singles will be following, so there's a lot to prepare. And then also for in the summer when we go on tour, when the album comes out, it's a big tour, the biggest US tour we've ever played. So there's lots to prepare for that. We have to rehearsal. So there's enough to do, for sure. It's nice to have a little breather right now before, I would say, the big storm, let's call it, is coming.
Yeah, we have heard a few tracks from the album already. But the big thing, I guess, is that this album is going to be released on your own label, Mugger League Records. How did this come together, considering the dumpster fire that has been the last 2.5 years with the pandemic? Tell me about how not only the writing and recording of this album, but the formation of the label.
I would say during all the lockdowns, we just had some time to rethink, you know, like talking about the label, how we've been releasing music and how we work the music, because less less dealing with the creative part, because that was all like, you know, pretty like set still, and yeah, back then as well, but more like, yeah, how do we want to release music, how do we want to work it, how do we want to bring it to the people, all that kind of stuff, like who do we want to work with. I think also in the end it was just like more, yeah, like what kind of team do you want to build around you. And we just felt, you know, we need a fresh start from where we've been back then. And yeah, it made a lot of sense on many different levels, or if you can say so, or from many different perspectives. It made sense for us to go independent again. But actually, like, for real, for the first time. And yeah, that brought us to the decision to go independent and to have our own label and to have more control, yeah, as I said, about how do we want to work our music and all that. Because before that, we've been with a big major, and it's like, you know, you're kind of coming from the out, they have their, you know, their infrastructure and their ways to do things, and then you just enter that world. And you know, now it's more like, yeah, like we can really start it from, we can work it from the core team that we have, and then like build ideas, and then look for people who we want to work with and all that. So yeah, and all in all, it was, I mean, it's not for, well, what is it, 2 years now? It's good. It's nice.
I mean, without shitting on anyone, and you know, I've heard stories like this before, is it one of those cases with a major label, they have a vision of what Milky Chance looks and feels and sounds like, and that just didn't measure up to what you guys see the future of the group going?
I mean, if we're like already at shitting at people, I can join that. No, it was more like, as Clemens like kind of like introduced that, our first attempt to be independent at the very beginning went pretty wrong, and we fucked it up pretty much. But like, obviously we were super young, we didn't know much, so we can blame ourselves as well, but we also did it with the wrong people who just screwed us over. And then we went to the major label for album 2 and 3, which was, in that way of giving structure, it was helpful because we came out of a period of a big mess. So it was kind of helpful to actually go into something that is very structured and kind of working with a lot of, I don't know how you call it, shablon, like, you know, like things to put on things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, after like 2 albums and us like having, you know, like time to develop and that kind of, let's call it safe space or safer space, and a little bit more of the power of the push of the major labels, we just felt, okay, we feel ready again to do it, as Clemens, as I said, with the right people now that we have found them, and we feel good, and we feel like we can trust, and we feel like we are capable all together. So it wasn't really, like to blame the major label. It was just really us feeling ready and seeing more potential of, as Kevin said, to work our music better the way we can actually do it ourselves, instead of like a major label having lots of artists. And obviously it's often then that you kind of like can't fall through the structures if you don't, you know, have an easy way to work. In our case, that's also because we are like an international act, which makes it tough sometimes to, you know, push for things at the right, you know, place, and like know where to go and stuff. So yeah, it just made sense, you know, it just really made sense to do that step.
Given how well things have been going for you guys, again, when you hear the news that an act might leave a major label and go independent, that could seem like a risky move, but
chatting to you guys now, it doesn't feel like you guys really consider this like a, you know, a this could be a big call. Like, I think it sounds like you guys are very comfortable with this decision.
I would say so, yeah. I think we feel good. It definitely always comes with risks, and I think not everything is perfect, but I think all in all, we just feel, yeah, as you said, good and comfortable and happy, or let's say content about how things are going, and it doesn't feel like a wrong decision at all. No.
It's funny, I'm thinking of, I had Nick from Pinel on the podcast a couple of months ago, and obviously they had that massive Elton John Cold Heart hit, and he kind of mentioned that, like, once that song came out, they were getting offers from every single label and mainstream artist to do a song with them.
We were asking them actually to like do something for us, and then he like had to drop what it costs at the moment. We're like, dang.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, we met him like a couple of years ago in Australia on a run. Was it Falls, I think, back then?
Falls 2020, I think it was, yeah.
Or was it? Yeah.
Or maybe it was Grooving the Moon.
I think it was Grooving the Moon.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, he came up to us and he had a very, he told us in a very nice and funny way how he likes our music. and then time went kind of like in, and then, yeah, like obviously we were like, even before the track, it's not like really like just because of, you know, the like remix he did for Elton John and Dua Lipa, but even before we like kind of like get back, and then, but then the Elton John thing happened and we're like, uh-oh. So we're like, what's it look like? And he's like, sorry bro, but you know, we gotta use this. And we're like, yeah, I mean, understandably, you know, good for them, really. I'm happy for them. So
yeah, but I mean, Nick is a wild guy. He's so fascinating. I think I did, like, I've interviewed, he's been on the podcast a bunch of times, that we were at Falls Festival together, and he made me fucking meditate in his dressing room on the podcast. This is an audio format.
Yeah.
And we're having to sit there in complete silence for 20 minutes. He's a wild guy. Looking for a new sound in 2023? The new ATH TWX9 is Audio-Technica's flagship true wireless headphone. These fully customizable premium buds deliver incredible high-fidelity audio with adaptive noise cancelling and dual microphones for professional call quality. So whether you're listening to your favorite tunes, podcasts, or just looking for some peace and quiet, step up your headphone game with the new ATH TWX9. Available now at JB Hi-Fi Australia and audiotechnica.com. That's so cool. And I guess the question I was asking earlier was, like, especially when you guys were in that major label phase, were you getting offers, or pressure's the wrong word, but like asked to work with these big name acts that you just didn't think was the right move?
I guess so. I guess it's our strengths as maybe a weakness at the same time, but talking about this, the strength that we are very capable to put that pressure aside and kind of ignore it. Like almost in a, yeah. Speaking about being a weakness, is maybe sometimes we need a kick in the ass to like actually be like, oh, this is happening. But like regarding that, I guess it's more of a good thing that we can easily be like, yeah, you know.
Well, I love that, because I'm just thinking back to, I saw you guys do that interview. I think, was it 2014 or 2015? Like your first Coachella set, and Clemens, you got sick and you guys had to call the set off. Looking back at that set, was that a moment where you were like, that's it, we're fucked, we're done? Or was it like as funny as, in hindsight, it's just a fucking funny story now? Did you think at the time that was a make or break moment? Again, you guys were just coming up. Coachella is obviously one of the biggest festivals in the world. What was your mindset at that time?
I mean, after that, I think, yeah, we were, you know, a little, how you say, yeah, it was a downer for sure. Also it was the first weekend, so we had a second chance on the second weekend. but I mean, back then our mindset was, I think, way more, I don't know if that's the right word, but limited in terms of, you know, understanding what we've been doing back then and what it means on the long term also. And I think a lot of things we've realized years later, looking back on it, you know, like, I don't know, like now or like last year or like, you know, like, you know, like we actually played Coachella in 2015, you know, that really happened. And back then we were like, because so much happened at the same, yeah, in a very short time, we were just like, you know, just like in there and, you know, just like going with the wave, kind of like. It's funny because like I was in Portugal, I told you, and I tried surfing for the first time. for the first time. No, because like talking about the wave, I think back then also sometimes we just felt like being in the whitewash, you know, like, you know, just yeah. Like, and but still like riding it kind of like, but it was also like, yeah, pretty wild sometimes.
I'm sure there's never a defining moment of where like we've officially made it, fuck everyone, we've done it. But this upcoming tour is pretty special. Again, we know that this North American tour is your biggest to date. Some of these venues you guys are playing at, like here in New York, you're playing Pier 17, which for anyone who doesn't know, the backdrop is like the entire New York skyline. And then you're playing Red Rocks in Denver. Like the fucking Beatles played there. When you see these venues getting booked, you kind of like a little bit smug about it, because I would.
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially Red Rocks, that we played it already. And I think playing it again is really what is making us, you know, being like really excited and proud in a way, because obviously, like, yeah, like things can happen once, but if they happen twice, it's just a little bit more of a consistent, like, you know, we built something that works, and it wasn't just like once where the like wave was peaking. So that is a really nice feeling. And just to add it, like, we play New York twice.
Oh, you do? Okay, twice. You know what's fucked up? I looked at it, I was like, cool, I'll see whether in New York. It's sold out, both shows.
yeah. It is amazing. And we're really excited for that tour. And coming from the question before, like what Clement said, you know, I guess there were moments where we like have a good mindset of like not wanting to look back and feel like, oh, we regret it or like we fucked up. But we did, to a certain degree, probably fucked some things up. But it's I guess important, and like we feel comfortable and content enough to like have the perspective of like, whatever, we're here now, it is what it is, and like we're still happy and working and wanting to make this work, you know. So like kind of like with a looking forward energy, like, and then this happens, it just feels good, you know.
It's right. And this album as well, again, it's the first album on your own label. Are you guys hoping to have a quick turnaround to produce more music on this label, or is this album very much a you'll get it out and just wait a couple of years before you even think about another album?
I mean, to be fair, that's not really discussed yet. I guess we kind of like have it open. I mean, we are writing already again.
Wow.
And I mean, the nice thing is the album is set. The album will come out in summer and we're going to go on tour a long time. So right now is a phase where like we have, again, kind of a phase of like being very free in the creative process when we find time, because there's nothing ahead where we're like, okay, we need songs for an album right now, you know, like it's, we can just kind of write and like enjoy that. And that feels good. I guess we kind of like look where that takes us. I mean, yeah, that year and so the next year kind of as well, with touring in Europe and other places, hopefully Australia, it's kind of planned. So what will come after that and how we will release music, we'll see. But I guess as of right now, we feel very comfortable, and as you said, content, and
yeah,
like having our label and how we work it right now, our team, which is doing an incredible job. So right now I would think like, why change it, you know?
I think the North American tour takes you through to September. Do you guys know what the plans are post that, or are you kind of just taking it month by month, or even show by show
after that tour?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna chill for a bit.
Nice.
That's Kevin's mindset, coming straight out of Portugal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a couple of shows in Europe, you know, like there's one in Germany. We might go to Israel because we had a postponed show there from last year. And then we're gonna have a big cool thing happening in Austria with an orchestra. We're gonna play like an orchestra show that we are also starting to prepare already. Speaking of things happening right now, and yeah, that's a big deal. That's really nice. That's special. And we're gonna have to, you know, arrange and rehearse a lot. That's gonna be in November, and yeah, then we'll see how we fill up the last year. There's some big plans. Nothing yet set in stone. But yeah, so far it seems like till November, December, we are pretty busy. And then it's going to be Christmas. And then again, for the next year, there will be more touring other places than the US because we were there this year then. Yeah, so that's the plan for this year.
I have to nag you about it. Are there any Australian plans, at least penciled in, festival dates?
I mean, we are always hoping for like the late, I mean, it's like, yeah, after Christmas is always a good, like, what is, I think that's the falls, right?
Like in falls December, is, yeah, December, the New Year's Festival,
either,
yeah.
It's either falls or Groove in the Moon.
Exactly. That's
what would be possible.
So either Christmas or what is Groove in the Moon, April?
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So fingers crossed that will happen.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great to chat to you. Very excited about this album. Again, it's still a few months away, so everyone just relax. But can't wait for it to hit the airwaves, guys.
Chill. Calm down. It's not out yet.
Right. You can't see. I am throwing shit around the apartment. Guys, it was great to chat. And yeah, good luck with the release and good luck with this mammoth tour. If you need an extra hand at the Denver show, just book me a flight, please. Because I'm still yet to go to Red Rocks and I really want to.
All right.
Guys, thanks so much.
In New York.
Yes, good. Yeah. Ideally that. We'll I'll see you then, guys.
Cool. See you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Audio Technica Australia. Subscribe, rate, and review The Plug on your preferred podcast platform. And follow us on Instagram and YouTube at The Plug with Neil Griffiths and on TikTok at theplug.podcast to stay up to date with episode releases and giveaways.